Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, you might remember that last week on the show, we were joined by Anne Mukherjee, CEO of Pernod Ricard North America. It's the huge liqueur company that owns Beefeater, Jameson, Malibu, and more. They also recently acquired Screwball Whiskey. It's a company that makes peanut butter whiskey. And you might be scratching your head saying, who wants to drink peanut butter whiskey? Well, it turns out a lot of people do. Mukherjee told us that the U.S. consumer absolutely loves flavored whiskey. And flavored whiskey is our next guest specialty. Imani McCauley is the co-founder of Duke & Dame. It's a spirits company that makes salted caramel flavored whiskey. Imani, good to have you back with us.
Good evening. Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
I should note you came bearing gifts, which we'll get to in just a minute. But before we do, and we got plenty of time with you, so we're really lucky. Give us an idea of your journey, because we were talking a little earlier. You survived the financial crisis, worked on Wall Street, found yourself in Australia. Now you're distilling salted caramel whiskey in Florida. How did you get there?
You know, I was in finance here in New York, and you get to a certain point where you just, you know, you have to really think about what that next adventure is going to be, you know? And I knew finance had kind of run its course. And I just needed to work different parts of my brain, needed a different challenge. I wanted to go build something. And I left. I had no plans when I left. I took some time off just to kind of decompress.
How many years were you on Wall Street?
11 years.
Okay.
11 years. So, you know, I did my time.
I interrupted. No plans.
No plans. Took some time just to kind of decompress, traveled a little bit. And I ended up in Miami hanging out with a buddy of mine, Chima Bury, who fast forward became my business partner and co-founder of Duke & Dame. But, you know, we having one of those conversations at a bar, like, hey, man, what are you going to do next? And I'm like, you know, not sure. I'm going to take my time and figure it out. And he says, hey, you know, I had this crazy idea a few years ago about making a whiskey that kind of tastes like Sugar Daddy or like Werther's Original. And I go, that's interesting. Not thinking anything of it, right? You know, you just, it's just, you know, drink buddy talk, right? Yeah. And, but you know, I had time, I didn't have a job, and started looking into it. And I think maybe a week or two later, we went to a distillery. We spent 4 hours at this distillery, just asking every question under the sun, learning about the process of whiskey making, et cetera. And we walked out of that building that day, looked at each other like, maybe this isn't as impossible as we might've thought a week or two ago. And from there, we just kind of jumped into it, started doing more research. You know, we're drinking buddies, so we drank a lot.
You had to sample the product.
Right, and we kind of knew what we liked. But we also, one thing we noticed about the flavored whiskey space was that a lot of the offerings, and it was really starting to become a category back right then too. A lot of the offerings, you know, a lot of consumers thought they were overly sweet, syrupy, some had an artificial aftertaste to them. You know, they weren't really, you know, you don't come home after a long day at work and want to curl up by the fireplace with a, you know,
cup, Sugar Daddy.
Right. Right. And so we thought, well, wait a minute, why do you have to give up quality just because you want a little flavor in your whiskey,
okay,
right? Like, why can't you have a whiskey that gives you the same complexity and balance you would find in a higher end bourbon or scotch. And why can't you have a whiskey that actually makes you smile when you drink it? You know, most of the time you take a shot of any spirit, you kind of do that little whiskey face or cringe. But that was really the questions. Those were really the questions we asked ourselves, and we set out to create Duke and Dame to answer those questions.
One thing that is so interesting to me about your journey is the point that you make that you had the headspace to think about it. I mean, oh, yeah. Not a lot of people have the luxury of that view. And it's great that you recognize that that's part of the process, but one for yourself. The thing I'm really interested in is, what was the thing that made you think this is it? Because a lot of people have a lot of drinking buddies that have a lot of conversations in bar, and those ideas are better left in a bar.
You know, that's a great question. I mean, that point came probably 2.5 months later. So I left Miami and came back to New York. And at that point, it was still this crazy idea my good buddy had. And I was exploring other opportunities, but at the same time, we were prototyping. So we had our kitchens, you know, Chima in Miami, me in New York, kind of set up like chemistry labs. We're experimenting with different types of whiskeys, different types of flavors. We're calling each other every other day, going through notes like, try 1 mil of this, try 1 mil of that. You know, let's try more vanilla. Let's try more, you know, just trying different mixes and formulas. And finally, we hit one where we both were like, oh, wow, this is it.
Is it a secret?
Is what a secret?
The formula?
Of course it's a secret.
Can you tell us? Can you tell us just like a few of the ingredients in it?
Well, I mean, I can tell you the ingredients in it.
Okay.
It's 100% corn whiskey base. It includes a 2-year-age bourbon. And it's 100% natural caramel flavor and aroma. And then, you know, we add a dash of salt.
And that's it.
That's it. It's very simple. 100% natural, nothing artificial at all.
Do you do the distilling too?
No. So we don't own the distillery. We work with a distillery partner.
Where's that distillery?
In Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
And they know, you know, they know how to make our formula, know how to make our whiskey, and it's a great product. But just getting back to that story. Yeah. So we have this prototype. I think we called it at the time codename Sugar Daddy. Because of the, you know, the Sugar Daddy candies, right? The caramel candies. And so, you know, we took old whiskey bottles, scraped off the labels, made batches, and took them around to our friends and family. And I think at that point, we were still kind of playing around. But the responses we received were just amazing. And we're getting the same response in Florida and Miami. And it blew us away. It's like, wow, you made that? This is awesome, dude. Dude, you have to make this. You have to sell this. And we get on the phone like, dude, are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
He's like, man, it's incredible. What do you think we should do? What do you want to do? And we were like, in a little pause, and we say, you know what? Screw it. Let's do it.
I love it. I love
and
it.
2 weeks later, I moved to Miami, and we started the business. So
that's the voice of Imani McCauley. He's the co-founder of Duke and Dame. He's with us right now in the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to continue our chat with Imani and have a sample not just of the whiskey, but also of a cocktail, sangria, that he brought. You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week, and this is Bloomberg.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovek on Bloomberg Radio.
It is Bloomberg Business Week. Tim Stenovek and Jennifer Ryan in for Carol Messer this afternoon. Very pleased to have back with us. before we heard from Charlie, we were speaking to him, and we're going to continue our conversation now. Imani McCauley is co-founder of Duke and Dame. He's with us in the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio. They make a salted caramel flavored whiskey, and we got some in our hands right now. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to be sampling right now.
Yeah, we'd love to have you try it. So, you know, we created Duke and Dame really to kind of bridge that gap between your hardcore whiskey enthusiast on one end of the spectrum and, you know, maybe your whiskey haters or whiskey newcomers on the other end. We wanted a whiskey that could be attractive and appealing to both. So what you're going to notice in your first sip, you're getting that beautiful aroma, right?
It smells like a sugar daddy.
Yes, yeah. Or Werther's Original, yeah. Right? And so that really brings in folks who may not like whiskey, maybe turned off by whiskey. And you take that first sip, you get in the caramel notes, maybe some vanilla, maybe some butterscotch.
Mm-hmm.
And what you notice, it's very smooth. And what's missing? That harsh whiskey burn.
Yeah, it's very, very smooth. So with a lot of whiskey, if you're not used to it and you don't like it, all you feel is the burn, and then all you say is no.
But you know what's nice? It's not sweet. Like
It's not cloying.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I imagine it's going to be like, you know, sweet like a Starbucks drink or
Duke
something.
Duke and Dame only has 1 gram of sugar per serving.
So it does have sugar.
But it's flavored, yes, for sure.
Okay.
But it's 1 gram of sugar per serving. It's 100% natural. Now, in your second sip, that's where the magic happens. Now the bourbon notes become more pronounced. So you should start getting more hints of oak, maybe some spice on the back end. So you get this nice layer taste profile that's pretty unique.
It is good.
It's really nice to just sip it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you think caramel whiskey, it sounds like it's like an alcohol pop or something. You just knock it back, and it's like that's not the experience that you want to be having.
This is definitely an elevated flavored whiskey drinking experience. So you can sip it neat as you are now. Imagine sipping it on the rocks. And, you know, people love it just like that. But what I love about Duke and Dame is how versatile it is. It blends well with everything. All your traditional whiskey cocktails, your old fashions, your whiskey sours, and then things you might not even think about, like a Duke and Dame mojito, for example. Or we make a French 75.
But a mojito's supposed to have rum.
We replaced the rum with Duke and Dame.
Okay.
It blends well with everything.
Interesting.
So what we have here is a caramel apple sangria. Like, who would put a caramel whiskey in sangria? Well, we do.
You've probably had your share of sangria, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Spanish husband.
So this is 2 parts Duke and Dame, 3 parts Pinot Grigio, and 5 parts apple cider. Garnish it with some chopped apple slices.
It tastes dangerous.
Yes.
Meaning you could drink an entire glass of this and not know you're drinking alcohol.
It's the holiday season.
That is something else.
You're going to be having friends and family over.
They're not going to let me on the subway after drinking this.
You mix up a quick batch of the caramel apple sangria. It's easy to make, and people love it.
That is good.
So I said earlier on the show, I am not doing any cooking for Thanksgiving. I think I will be making this.
So before we let you go, we got about a minute left. Is this salted caramel whiskey the only product you have out right now?
Yes, right now that's the only SKU. You know, we really wanted to build the brand first, get people, you know, accustomed to Duke and Dame the brand, Duke and Dame the whiskey.
What's in the pipeline?
It. And then, well, you know, we're in the lab.
Okay.
You know, we don't plan on introducing 20 different flavors, right? We really want to be thoughtful around, in the same way that the caramel kind of gives you that nostalgic feeling. It takes you back to the Werther's Original in your grandma's purse, right? We want to make sure that everything we create kind of gives you that, you know, brings you back the home feeling, right? So we're working on that. And, you know, right now, all the rage are the ready-to-drink cocktails, the RTDs.
Oh, yeah.
And as you can see, Duke and Dame makes some amazing cocktails. So, we might develop one or two of those.
Well, when you do, and even before that, come back and visit us one more time.
We love it when you
join us. Imani McCauley is the co-founder of Duke and Dame with us in the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers Studio. Also, a huge thank you to Jennifer Ryan on the Equality team for stepping into Carol's shoes this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for letting me on.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.